Welcome to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Mommy Oyoyo is a platform for the modern African woman to talk about anything and everything related to motherhood in today's world. Join me, Berry Dakara, as we tackle the good, the bad, the ugly, the highs, the lows, the wins, the losses, and everything else in between. Mommy Oyoyo is your plug for real life gist and experiences about being a mother, African style. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. This is episode 59, and I am your hostess, as usual, Miss Berry Dakara. And I'm so excited to present this episode to you because it's been a long time. First of all, I have to apologize for the unscheduled break between the last bonus episode and this, like, proper episode. I apologize. Things just kind of got out of hand, and I wasn't able to publish an episode, but here I am today, and I hope that you guys will forgive me. In this episode, I'm speaking with Jane of Fab Mom NG, and she was kind enough to speak to us about different parenting styles, which I'm sure some of you may know already, or if you don't know, like, be curious about learning, you know, what your parenting styles are like. I think it was a very insightful conversation, and I think that you will learn something new in listening to the episode. But before we get to the episode, I have a very small ask of you. I have published the Mommy Oyoyo audience survey, and I'd like to hear from you about how you see this podcast. I want to know a little bit more about you. I want to learn what your podcast length purposes are like. I want to know where you're from. I want to know your education level. I'd like to know, you know, what kind of topics you want me to talk about, the ones that you have enjoyed listening to the most. How often do you listen to podcasts? Things of that nature. I'd really like to hear from you and learn more about you so that I can provide the best Mommy Oyoyo podcast listening experiences for you. And also, to be honest, it's a little bit for me as well, because I'd like to build a profile that I can present to potential sponsors of the podcast. I know you guys want me to be sponsored. I know you want that from me. So please check out the link in the show notes and help me fill out the Mommy Oyoyo audience survey. And I think that's it for now. I hope you guys enjoy the episode today, and wait until the end so that I can tell you what other episodes you might enjoy after listening to this one. Thank you. Hello, Jane. How are you?
I'm fine. Hi, Berry.
Hi. Welcome to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Yay.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored. I've always wanted to come on your podcast, even though I haven't told you. So you're hearing this for the first time.
I am hearing this for the first time. Ah, that is awesome. See, when I come to Nigeria, I'm going to be on Mom's Chat TV.
Yes, so you don't have any choice.
Yay! Awesome. So, Jane, please tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do, family life, career, everything.
Okay. How do I describe myself? So, I'm a mom of three. I have a set of triplets. I live in Lagos. I'm a career mom stroke. I wear many hats, so I'm a career mom, and I run Fab Mom NG, which is the parenting platform. I co-host Mom Tea Chats, which is a talk show for moms. We talk about real mommy issues as they affect moms living in Nigeria and Africa. I have a consulting agency, a social media and content consulting agency with a partner. I work in the media. I'm a journalist. I've been a journalist for over 12 years. Yes. I've also had like stints in marketing. I've had stints in broadcasting. So that's my life in a nutshell. I'm married. The beauty of my job is the fact that I can work remotely. I do work remotely. And all thanks to COVID, I had been working from home since March last year. I haven't been to the office since. We haven't been, you know, to the office since March.
Thank you very much for telling us about yourself. You mentioned that, you know, you've been at home
yeah.
this March. And because of the pandemic, a lot of us have been at home as well, you know, having to essentially parent almost 24/7, day in, day out. As in, it's crazy. Now, I feel like, you know, it's one thing when your kids have been going to school, like in the morning, you wake them up, give them a bath, take them to school, but then you spend 8 to 9 hours away from them. You come back home, you get them their dinner, get them showered, play with them a little bit, read with them, whatever, and then send them to bed. Now, everything is happening at home. So I think that a lot of people have realized what kind of parents that they actually are.
And yes, interestingly, yes.
Yeah. And so I think by now, parents would have an idea of, you know, the kind of parenting style that they exhibit. And yes, you've talked about, you know, parenting styles on your platform before. So can you share a little bit about what those parenting styles are and what characteristics they have?
So there are four commonly known parenting styles. And every parent, every mom, every dad would find that if you, you know, if you carefully, you know, look at the features of each of them, you'll find out that you would somehow have like a blend of two. Very rarely will you have three, but it's almost impossible to just have just one of these styles. So we have the authoritarian parenting style. We have the uninvolved parenting style. We have the permissive and we have the authoritative. And I think their names make it a lot easier to know what each stands for, but I'll just go through them. So the authoritarian parents is parenting is, in a nutshell, it's do as I say, because I said so, you know. And growing up, a lot, growing up in Africa, I'm sure, growing up in Nigeria, many parents would agree that this was what, this was the style of parenting they were, their parents had exhibited. So for an authoritarian parent, they are not really interested in negotiating, you know, and like talking with their children. The focus for them is obedience. And studies have shown that children whose parents are authoritarian are at a higher risk of developing self-esteem problems. Why? Because their opinions were never valued. Most times, children who are raised by authoritarian parents or strict parents, you know, simply put, are very good liars. Why? Because they want to avoid punishment. I don't know if you heard about this common saying that children of pastors, now then they spoil pass. Apologies if we have any children, pastor's child watching. Or
it's not you we are talking about.
It's not you we are talking about.
The other one.
We just talk.
It's the other pastor's child.
Yeah, so parents who are authoritarian, their focus is on obedience. You must obey me. You must do as I say. No excuses, you know. Then the uninvolved parenting is parents who want their children to raise themselves. They don't pay much time in, or energy into meeting their children's basic needs. They might be neglectful, and most times it's not always intentional. Children with uninvolved parents are forced to take decisions, you know, very key life decisions by themselves, or they look up to other people. They are mostly influenced by peers because mommy or daddy are not really involved. And the on the flip side, kids who have uninvolved parents, most times their parents give them all they need. You know, so they buy them the best toys. They may even take the kids out, you know. Let's go, you know, to a park. But they're not really involved. I don't know if you get it. It's tricky. You can provide all you think your kids need financially, you know, but you're not really there, you know.
I think that, that like for
a lot of, okay, go on.
Sorry, I think that like to that point, I think that a lot of African men kind of
exactly. I wanted to say that. I just wanted to say that.
Yes.
So a lot of dads, A lot of dads are uninvolved. But thankfully, I'm beginning to see like a shift. I hope it's not just social media shifts, you know. But I'm beginning to see a lot of dads who are becoming a lot more hands-on, you know, and trying to be a lot more involved. Because the thing is, just putting a woman, getting a woman pregnant and she being delivered of the baby does not make you, that's not the only thing that should make you a dad. You have to be involved in that child's life. And it's not enough to buy the latest PS4 or what PS games or take your kids out on ice cream dates or movie dates. It goes, there are so many things involved. You right. also need to nurture your child's emotional needs. So let me not overflog that one. So we also have the permissive parenting. So permissive parenting, this style is common amongst our grandparents, your grandparents, your mom now. Not your mom while you were growing up, or your mom now to your baby. So there's this joke my husband and I usually crack that, if we send the children to my mom's, anytime they come back, we have to start retraining them again. Why? Because they would have forgotten everything. Because there at my mom's, when they finish eating, they can even leave the plates. They will leave the plates. My mom will call her maid to pick. My mom can ask them right now, what do you want to eat? They will say jollof. She can have the maid cook the jollof. And midway into the meal, they will say, grandma, we don't want jollof again. We want toast. My mom is ready to go and toast the bread. Grandma, we want plantain. She's ready to do that.
Yeah, I think that's all grandparents.
So it's typical of, you know, a lot of grandparents. And you begin to wonder what changed. So that is, I just gave that analogy to drive home the whole features of permissive parents. So permissive parents, they usually take on the role of more of a friend than a parent. They often encourage their children to talk with them about their problems, but they usually do not put too much effort into discouraging poor choices or bad behavior. Kids who grow up with permissive parents, experts say, are more likely to struggle academically. They also may exhibit some behavioral problems because they don't really appreciate authority or rules. So you see, we want to pamper our kids, but at the same time, we don't want to spoil them. We want to be friends with them, but at the same time, we want them to also remember that we are their parents. I am the mom, and I also want to be your friend. It can be a tough call trying to balance both. But I always say, as with everything in life, balance is key. Striking a healthy balance, you don't want to be seen as that monster. Growing up, I recall that when dad comes back, once we hear his car horn, we are respecting ourselves. We are arranging the parlor. Once he comes back, where everywhere is looking so spick and span. But once it's my mom, why? Because mommy was the permissive parent, you know? So you're allowed to be a blend of both. Just strike a balance. And then we have the authoritative parents. So authoritative parenting is when you see parents invest time and energy into parenting behavioral problems before they even start. So these are intentional parents. They use positive discipline strategies to enforce good behavior, and they are very big on praise and reward system. Children raised with authoritative discipline or parents tend to be happy and successful. They are also more likely, experts also say, they are more likely to be good at making decisions and evaluating safety risk on their own, because their parents are very involved in their lives. So all of us, we talk about intentional parenting, intentional motherhood. If you are big on intentional parenting, then you would strive to be an authoritative. So let me just say, authoritative parenting is goals, is where we all want to be parenting-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be that parent who is very involved in my children's life, despite my busy lifestyle, my busy nature. So I want to beat and I want to pet. You know, that's the kind of parents I want to be, and I'm sure you also want to be a very hands-on mom. So basically, those are the four parenting styles. There are some other styles like helicopter parenting. You know that one, Abby?
Yeah. Well, you can tell our audience about it.
Okay, so helicopter parenting is when you're always checking. You're always hovering around. It's more common with a lot of dads or some moms who are most times it's because of their upbringing. Maybe they were abused, or their life experiences usually makes them so scared and they want to ensure that their children don't, you know, fall into the wrong hands. We have the ostrich parenting. I would gather my thoughts together. I think we do have that. So those are the major parenting styles recognized today.
Okay. Thank you very much for sharing. I think that I see myself in a couple of those.
Mm-hmm.
I know in my mind, I want to be the authoritative parent.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I am a little bit too permissive sometimes.
Normal.
I wonder if it's because, you know, as a single mom, it's like, well, you know, I don't want her to be, what's the word? I don't want
to feel that vacuum, right?
Right. Right. I don't know if it's because of, you know, me being a single mom, but I do think that I'm a little bit too permissive sometimes and I let her get away with a lot of things. I think also because half the time I'm tired and I'm distracted and I just want to like either focus on work. So like, okay, fine, go and do what you want. You know?
Yeah. We do that a lot.
Okay.
I do that a lot.
Ah, okay. I think maybe because you have 3 children and you're very busy as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So most times I'm guilty of, come and watch cartoon. Come and watch. Why? Because maybe I've struggled to make them sit down, or I'm struggling to complete an office task and they are not cooperating. So we all use cartoons to baby TV to babysit our kids. So anyone who's listening and has been having those guilty feelings, please don't. We are all winging it. You see this motherhood journey? I always say I'm a work in progress. I never ever claim to be an expert. Because guess what? I'm sure after we finish this podcast, and maybe when I eventually listen to it, I would have gained one or two things from you and vice versa. So we learn from our shared experiences, and no mom has got it all figured out.
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
So my next question is, what if someone realizes that they don't like their parenting style? Is it something that they can change? And if they can change it, then how do they go about it?
So it all starts with awareness. The only time you can know that you do not like your parenting style is if you are even aware of what your style is. And thank God for your platform, and we are having this chat. A lot of people would say, this is where I fall into. It's easy to know if you are aware, if you are aware, like I said. And when you finally find out that these are the flaws, you have to decide within yourself to adjust, to make amends. One of the, you know, at the beginning of the year, all of us are big on goals, this, that. While we are making life, our own personal goals, sometimes we can also, I always encourage moms to also make goals, help their kids set goals or set family goals. Chances are that there are some things, there are some routines or some things that happens in your family, some rituals that you do not really like and you wish you could change. So write it down. For instance, if you are not happy about the fact that you are too permissive, you allow your kids stay up as late as 10 or 11, and you are feeling guilty about it. And aside from that, it's affecting their studies. Because if kids stay up for too late, they are all grumpy in the morning. You understand, even for adults. So that means you are aware of the fact that your kids need a sleep routine. So what do? You begin to make adjustments. You take baby steps, you know, take baby steps day by day. You don't just, you know, maybe after realizing that this is a big issue, the next day you tell them, okay, you guys are sleeping by 7 today. It don't work. Even you, the adult, will you work? No, it don't work for you. So you have to take it one day. You know, you have to take it gently. So you right. begin from reducing it from 10 p.m. to 9. You know, that's realistic. First day, you know what I mean? You reduce that sleep time from 10 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Right.
The next day, or maybe 2 days after, you watch how it goes. You reduce to 8, you know, to 7. And then you stop at your dream or your preferred time. Putting into consideration your family's dynamics. Because if I'm saying this because I know how my family is. So this may not necessarily work for another mom, because this, my formula may not necessarily work, you know, for another mom, because her family is different. Our dynamics are different. Everybody adapts differently. So there is no, like, there are no clear-cut rules. The most important thing is understanding your family dynamic, understanding your reality. I shouldn't, because I'm listening to Berry speak and she's saying this, I shouldn't come and try to mold my family after Berry's, forgetting that Berry is different. Berry's daughter is different. My own daughter is different. I am different. You know, mm-hmm. Understand your family, understand your family dynamics. We all have our peculiar struggles in, no matter how put together your family is or appears to be, you do have your secret struggles. So factor that whenever you're trying to make goals or adjusting your parenting style. I mean, it makes no sense if you're married to a husband who is not hands-on. Like, this one cannot change. You know, there are some men like that. And then you're trying to right. force such a man to be an intentional parent, like force, key emphasis on the word force. It will not work. Such a man, it will take time. Why? Most times because of his upbringing, his environment. We are largely shaped by our environment and our upbringing. So you won't expect such a man to change overnight, because right. you say that is what is expected of him as a father. No. So understand your reality. Don't lie to yourself. Not all of us will be intentional moms. No. Not all of us will be hands-on moms. No. But all of us can try our best. Yes. So that's what I'll say.
Thank you very much. And thank you also for bringing up, you know, the other parents as well, the fathers yes. in the household.
Yeah.
What happens when both parents have different parenting styles in the household? Like, are we supposed to have the same, you know, parenting style?
It's no. Realistically speaking, it's not going to be possible. Why? Like I said earlier, we are different. You know, when two people decide to get married, they are coming together with shared experiences, you know, different outlook to life, different outlook to parenting, different outlook to raising children, to marriage. So both those people are coming together now and going to ideally should find a middle ground. So most of the time you find that a lot of moms are, a lot of moms are the authoritative, while some dads, they hover around the uninvolved and permissive. I could be wrong. Typical Nigerian home, daddy is the authoritarian. Mommy is the one who is permissive. These days, we are seeing a lot of dads tending towards the uninvolved authoritarian. So I always say, if you are married to a man who is authoritative, if you are married to a man who is hands-on, please, that's a treasure. That's a treasure. Please overlook yeah. all the bad parts. That's a treasure. Bad parts that you can overlook, or not that he's a white beater. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or he's a philanderer, you know. But if you have a husband that is hands-on, trust me, you have like 80% of what is required for you to raise like a whole child, a wholesome child. Parents should have that. Yes, so I think couples should have these conversations, you know, while we are dating. Even though I know that when we are dating, we are, you know, we are blinded by love.
Oh my goodness.
Now when you enter, you go see them. But it should always be an ongoing discussion because life happens, you know. Sometimes your children, and I always say this, Barry, permit me to say this. I have three children, and I always say that once you have more than one child, it's not one size fits all, meaning you will find that you don't use the same parenting style for all of them.
Okay.
You find that, yes, somebody else may beg to disagree, but this is what I discovered. If you have more than one child, you discover that one will need more attention. Like, you go need to look that child where, because this one, I know they ground. if you are not hands-on, this child will spoil under your eye. You know what I mean?
Right.
Then you have one that is always, we always have that child that is mommy's favorite because he or she always listens to what mommy says. Then you have the one that will give you small headache. You go, don't they see the signs when the child is small? So I always say, parent according to your child's behavior. Know when to adjust. Know when to be rigid. You know when to be, you are allowed to be authoritative sometimes. Sometimes. Sometimes you need to be authoritarian. Yes, I said so. You must do this. Sometimes you are allowed to be permissive. Okay, I can see that you cannot do your homework now. Even though I said 4 o'clock, no TV, you must turn on the TV. But I can see you guys are tired. Okay, you can continue. Sorry, I can see that you guys don't want to do the homework now. Okay, you can watch TV. Once it's 5, you can do your homework. So that's permissive parenting at play.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you have to be authoritative rather. I keep mixing both by, you know, paying attention to that child. There are a lot of things we parents can discover about our children if only we pay more attention. So is it possible for couples to have the same parenting styles? It's impossible. Even twins don't have similar character traits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so have these discussions with your partner, because once you do, it will help you have a less frustrating and a more rewarding parenting experience with your partner, because mm-hmm. both of you are doing life together and you are stuck with him, except you decide to walk out. Also have to accept the fact that you and your partner's perspectives may differ. It's impossible that two of you will share the same views on everything. They are bound to be opposing views, but at the end of the day, both of you must always come to a compromise. Communication is key in every relationship, especially in marriage. Communication. Have those difficult conversations, even as they affect your children, affect your marriage. I don't see when I say finish now. So what's in there again? So have those conversations. The more difficult they are, the better. So that's what I'll just have to say.
Okay. I was going to say, for somebody like me, who is not with my daughter's father, right? I think we definitely do have different parenting styles. Mm-hmm. And for the single parents who are listening, I plan to have someone talk about co-parenting in a later episode, because I think it's something, yes, I think it's very, very important. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you want to be on the same page regarding mm-hmm. your child.
Yes.
But as Jane has said, you know, you can't always, people are not the same people. You have different backgrounds, you have different lifestyles. Mm-hmm. So there's no way to be 100%, you know, 100% in agreement. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of former couples may not have a good relationship. So no matter what happens, just because daddy said A, me, I must say B. Just because me, I'm saying X, daddy must say Y. Just because we're not, you know, we don't like each other.
But I do plan to have someone talk about co-parenting in a later episode. Yeah, and because you do need to, at the end of the day, your child is the most important thing, and they should be the priority when it comes to like your parenting styles and what you're permitting, what you're not permitting, and all of that. So thank you very much, Jane, for
my pleasure.
Thank you for telling us about the different parenting styles.
I hope I did justice to your questions. So.
You did. Okay, so where can the Mommy Oyoyo audience find you online?
You can find me on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter at FabMomNG, FabMumNG. I also have a website, a blog, www.fabmumng.com. I'm very social, so you can find me on there.
Y'all should definitely follow on Instagram. There's always, I don't know how you manage the content because there are multiple posts per day.
This year I've slowed down, so Barry, I do like 2-3 posts a day,
and that's so plenty busy. Now
I'm busy this year, I beg.
But everyone, make sure you follow FabMomNG, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Check out the blog as well. She's has so much information about parenting. Like she says, she's not an expert, but there's something to be learned. There's something to be learned. I like to say that motherhood is not one size fits all.
At all. So
you take the things that pertain to you, pertain to your lifestyle, pertain to your children, and make the best of what you can.
Yeah. Don't compare yourself. We are all winging it. We don't show those. We only show you what we want you to see.
Definitely agreed. So thank you very much, Jane, for being on the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Yay.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you.
Mom NG and Mom Chit Chat TV and Mommy Oyoyo in one. Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I enjoyed myself.
All right, so I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Jane, and I hope you took something from it and learned something from it and will be able to apply it to your family life. If you enjoyed this episode, I have a couple more episodes that I think you will enjoy listening to as well if you haven't already heard them. First up is episode 21, where I spoke with Remy Makonjola of Grace to Parent, and we talked about no-shout parenting. I believe that kind of ties into the conversation that I had with Jane today. And another episode that I believe you will enjoy is episode 48, where I spoke with Depo Peters about being a girl dad, African father, and active parenting. And the reason why I bring this up is because Jane and I briefly spoke about, you know, having the fathers of our children involved in parenting our children as well. So thank you once again for listening, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast, real conversations about motherhood for the modern African woman. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe to Mommy Oyoyo on your preferred podcast player, share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To keep up and join our conversations online, you can follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Mommy Oyoyo. Also check out our website at www.mommyoyoyo.com and feel free to send feedback via email to mommyoyoyo@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you next time.